was happening. So an hour went by and me and Thala are impatient. And I need to give you guys an update about her. Remember the other day I took her to the vet? Well, I learned some pretty interesting things. And yeah, well, first of all, Thala's on medication and I forgot it. It's sitting on our counter. So I'm pretty bummed out about it because we're like an hour away and there's nothing I can do. My parents are returning back tomorrow, so I just might have my mom send it through the mail. So yeah, man, that just freaking sucks. But yeah, but anyways, the doctor was asking what we feed her, and I said, yeah, we feed her Purina. It's for her mental health, her joints. And she asked me if I thought it was helping. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I kind of don't see a difference. And she basically said that any kind of animal food that's in a bag is not good. So she was telling me to feed her, like, cooked chicken, ham, you know, like, pork, with a little bit of veggies, berries, and that all makes sense because before, and they don't sell it anymore, but they used to have, like, these little mix packets, from, I think they're called, like, Benefit. They don't sell those anymore, and really what it is, it's grounded up meat with veggies and, like, a fruit or whatever. And this was, like, when I kept traveling a lot. And Thala, she wouldn't want to eat. Like, she wouldn't want to have her cereal, you know, her kibble, dry. Like, the only thing she would have was water, but she wasn't eating anything. And the only thing that she would really eat is, I gotta spell it out, T-R-E-A-T-S. Like, that's the only thing that she would have. And I didn't want her just eating that. Like, I wanted her to eat her kibble. So I bought her that mix, and I would mix it in with her food, and she would eat it. And I would give her the other one. I think it's called Pedigree. And that one was, like, chicken rice with gravy. She would not eat it. And I think it's because of the gravy. But, yeah, so I'm like, okay, I trained her all these years not to have human food because she knows better. Like, she knows not to, she doesn't beg. You know, I taught her not to beg. I fucking hate when people train their dogs to beg for table scraps. Like, I don't like that shit. And I taught her not to do it. So she knows that when it's time to, for us, when it's time to eat dinner, when we're at the dinner table, like, she knows to, I hate to say this, but she knows when to get lost. So I had to, I bought chicken with the bone in and everything. And I mainly got it for myself, but yo, like, I ended up cooking it for her, and surprisingly, she ate it, and I was like, I wonder why she didn't want to eat the Pedigree one, but I figure it was the gravy. She's not feeling it, so, yeah, it's just, it's crazy, but she's really, like, liking it. She's really liking the chicken. And when I was, honestly, like, I was too lazy to eat, I was too lazy to cook her chicken. So I just kind of shredded up some lunch meat, and I threw that in with, I mixed it in with her kibble, and I would include her medication in it. And now she's just like, it's funny because one time, like, she wouldn't even eat her her kibble, like she was just eating the meat, and I was thinking that she ate her medication. Turns out it was like underneath her bowl, and I'm just like, you whatever. Like, I was so mad at her because she's like spitting out her medication, so I have to like wrap it up really good in the meat so she'll eat it. So yeah, oh my goodness, fucking crazy. But she's doing okay, and they gave her a shot so her skin won't flare up from those scabs, and her hair is growing back on those scabs. All the scabs are out, so that's good. I made an appointment for her at the clinic for them to give her a bath, clip her nails, clean her ears, all that. So I'm quite happy. It's a little more expensive. It's like $54 or something like that. But it's safe. So I'm happy that I made an appointment. So that happens next week, I believe. So and I have an appointment also next week, so we're both going to be coming down. Hold on just a minute. So quickly, I just, since we're on the road and my parents, they have her treats, treatses. That's dumb. hold on.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too. So since I don't have her snacks, I should just say that, her Scooby snacks, I just got her 4-piece nuggets from McDonald's. And honestly, I feel like, of course, it's not healthy for her, unless it's like you're cooking it at home, but, you know, like drive-thru. I don't really think that's right and healthy for her. So you know, but we're traveling, you know, and I would think it's all right. But let me tell you, all these years I've been feeding her out of the bag, and I thought it was okay because, you know, it says these kibbles promotes certain things that your dog needs. So you think, you don't really question it, but the doctor, she's one of those doctors that's all for natural stuff, and she's like, oh, you know, think about it, a long time ago, you know, dogs, they, you know, they ate raw meat and things like that, but since she's an older dog, her meat needs to be cooked. So for younger dogs, they can have like raw meat and the bones. So I was quite scared to give her the chicken, including the bone, and she ate everything. Like, and that just freaked me out. It did, because, like I said, I trained her all these years not to have food like that, just to have her kibble, and here she is eating. And let me tell you, she's 13 years old. Her birthday was a couple days ago. She's actually a teenager. I have a teenager. And her energy level has sparked back up. Like, and I really do believe it's the food. You know, the only thing though is I need to exercise her. Like, we need to go on walks and stuff, because I'm afraid that she's going to be gaining weight, because she's already quite heavy. She's like 80 pounds. But I'm going to go ahead and let this go. I got 30 seconds left. I'm going to give her nuggets and her water, and we're going to get back on the road. So we shall talk to you guys when we reach Winslow. So see you guys there.